We'll thank you for your faithful giving, your tithes and offerings. And I just will say, I can't wait until next Sunday for some good food. And don't forget desserts. Don't look at me like you don't know what dessert is. Everybody likes dessert in this room. So bring it. It's going to be great. And bring your lawn chairs. We have some games planned. It's going to be low-key, but there'll be some prizes, but it'll be just fun. And I guess the weather is going to be 73. All right. So, awesome. Well, how many have the patience to sit down and do a puzzle? Boo. You guys know. That's pretty impressive. I know that I do not. Okay? For me, I've never sat down by myself and did a puzzle, unless you count when I was three and one of those wooden puzzles, you know, in preschool. Now, I've done some puzzles, but they were with others, family, and we were gifted this puzzle by our daughter and my daughter, and she's here with her fiance Ryan. Can you welcome them today? So she gifted us a puzzle of my wife and I. That's a great response. So this is what, on your way out today, we're going to give each of you one of our puzzles. That would be so weird, okay? Look what we have, a puzzle of our pastor and his wife. Well, who has two thumbs and steals a puzzle piece from an unfinished puzzle? This guy. When someone in my family, aka my daughter, starts a puzzle without her knowing or looking, I sneak a piece and I hide it. That's when you're supposed to say, boo, boo. And I would occasionally stop and help her for a few minutes. And then move along, but she would literally do 99% of the puzzle. Now, we've all heard of a runner's high, okay, that short-lived, intense feeling of euphoria that occurs after running. But I believe that there's a puzzler's high, a short-lived, intense feeling of euphoria when they're just about to complete the puzzle, that they've been working on maybe for hours, maybe even for days, maybe even for weeks, maybe even for months. How many know what I'm talking about? Until they can't find that one last piece of the puzzle that I hid. Panic ensues, looking in the puzzle box, checking the floor, everywhere, right? It's then that I swoop in and I put that last piece of the puzzle in place, and then I steal their much deserved thunder. Marcy, that's enough out of you over there. She's like, boo. That is the correct response. I didn't give her the satisfaction of completing the puzzle that she worked so tirelessly on. So this is what she looks like. Honey, what's wrong? She's pouting in the corner. Okay. Well, the moral of the story this morning is, and don't invite me around if you're doing a puzzle. That's the truth, okay? The unofficial term of someone who enjoys putting together jigsaw puzzles is a puzzler. The official term is a dissectologist. Seriously, I looked that up. Dissectologist. Any dissectologist in here? Okay, Danielle's good. Now, I heard that the real reason behind the COVID-19 lockdowns and all the quarantines, it was the people in the puzzle industry. They wanted to sell more puzzles, so they caused a... During that time, puzzles literally were flying off the shelf. You couldn't find a puzzle. But there's something frustrating about getting to the end of a puzzle and a puzzle piece is missing. Now, it seems that we do puzzles mostly in the winter when we're kind of cooped up inside, and there are puzzles that are 5 and 10 and 50 and 100 and 500 and even a 5,000-piece puzzle. I looked it up. The largest puzzle has 60,000 pieces, and it costs $750. Yikes, right? And although puzzle pieces are remarkably similar in size and in shape, every piece is different from one another. And they all have an exact place where they fit. And I'm sure we've all tried, I'm sure of it, that we try to force a puzzle piece where it doesn't fit. Anyone? I'm sure they got it wrong. I see this piece goes here, and we try to jam it into place. You laugh because you've done it. All right. But when a puzzle piece is missing, it's frustratingly incomplete. Sure, most of the picture is there, right? But one piece is glaringly missing, right? And you see it, right? So that's a puzzle. That's a puzzle. It's not the actual painting. Relax. Okay. But let me state the obvious this morning. Every puzzle piece plays a vital role to help complete the overall picture. Every puzzle piece plays a vital role to help complete the overall picture. You see, without that piece, it's unfinished, it's incomplete, it's not a whole picture. Something's missing. So I'd like you to hold your puzzle piece. Look at it, hold it in your hand. We have a very small piece of a much bigger puzzle. And based on this one little piece that you have and I have, we probably can't figure out, right, what the puzzle is. And although we can't see the complete picture, our little puzzle piece is still a part of the puzzle, the big picture. Now, I have the box, right, that the puzzle came in, and it says on the very top, mint-scented puzzle. You guys all fell for it. You all fell for it, and you started sniffing it. No, actually, it does say that, so you were right. You're right. I've never seen a puzzle that was scented. See, I can see the whole picture, the finished puzzle, what it's going to look like. So based on my piece, I can kind of see where mine would go. And I know what it's going to look like when it's complete. So for the next 30 minutes, instead of church today, we're going to come up here on the floor. Can you imagine that? No. Can you imagine us doing that and to see if we would get along in that moment, right? Here's what I want us to consider this morning. When we aren't connected into the puzzle of Peace Chapel, we are a missing piece. And Peace Chapel is incomplete. So let's zoom out to see even the bigger picture, right? When we aren't connected into the puzzle of God's kingdom, we are a missing piece and God's kingdom is incomplete. When we choose not to be a part of Peace Chapel by attending or by plugging into a ministry, by serving, by giving of our time or giving of our talents, even giving of our treasure, when we choose not to do those things, the Peace Chapel puzzle is unfinished. It's unfinished. And at some point in my relationship and in your relationship with God, you know, we must stop just consuming what he gives us, and we start contributing. Yes, God blesses us. We sing it. God's blessings, God's goodness. That at some point in your walk with the Lord, you begin to be a funnel, and you begin to bless others. In other words, we must stop just receiving God's blessings, but we must start giving and contributing and blessing those, giving blessings to others. And all of that I've just said hinges on a relationship with God. This puzzle piece in our hands represents us, represents our lives. The picture on this box represents Peace Chapel. the whole picture. Your little piece and my little piece fits in there somewhere. It matters. We matter. We have a place at the table here with the family of believers. We have a spot on the team here at Peace Chapel Assembly. We are a significant part to this puzzle. We may not know exactly where that puzzle piece fits, or maybe we do know, just know that it fits somewhere in this puzzle. It fits. I've titled my message this morning, Orphaned, Puzzled, or Connected. Orphaned, Puzzled, or Connected. And I realize that there might be some who you're not convinced that they matter to the complete picture of this puzzle. I've tried to connect in the past. I got burned by someone. Or there are others who are better at fill in the blank. So I just kind of stay in the background. Why bother? My life is just too busy to connect and serve here at Peace Chapel. Or I hear what you're saying, Pastor Spence, but I don't think I can do anything or contribute in any way. I don't have anything worthwhile or to offer anyone. Maybe these are thoughts that are going through your mind. You don't know my past, that there's no way that God would ever use me. Or maybe you're sitting there, oh, I've heard all this before. Blah, 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 blah. And I can understand these feelings and these beliefs. It's true, we've all been burned by others. So at times we are reluctant. We also can feel inferior and believe that there are others who could do a better job than us. So why do you even try? And for some, maybe in this season of life, you are just busy. You are just really busy. And for others, the whispers of the past, they can hound us to the point where we start to believe that we are useless, that we are worthless, that we don't have anything to offer anyone, let alone Peace Chapel, let alone a body of believers together. Well, there's a guy in the Bible that I think we all can relate to, Peter. Peter. Peter was many things. He was a husband. He was a brother. He was a pretty good fisherman. He led a business. He was a leader. And he was a disciple of Jesus. But he also was a hothead. He had this disease called foot and mouth. He was arrogant at times, and he was also a coward at times. In other words, Peter had a past. He messed up big time. You know the story. Jesus was arrested and led away to be tried. And a short time later, Peter denied even knowing Christ. And after denying Jesus three times, Peter realized what he had done, and the Bible says that he went out and he wept bitterly. In other words, he repented. Peter had a past. He had regrets. He had excuses as to why God would never use him or could use him for the kingdom of God. But something happened to the Apostle Peter, and it all began to change for him in Acts chapter 2. So, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7 says this, "The end of all things is near," Peter wrote. "Therefore, be alert and of sober mind so that you may pray. Above all, love each other deeply because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms." Verse 11, "If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen." You see, God has given each of you a gift, a special gift, spiritual gifts. Every Christian has received one or more gifts from God. They can be natural gifts and spiritual gifts, but they are for the common good of others and not for ourselves. No believer in Jesus can say, I just don't have any gifts. According to the inspired Word of God, every Christ follower has received at least one gift from God, along with the grace and the strength to use it. You see, if God has given us gifts, we should use them for His glory. We should use them to serve and to bless others. We should put them into practice and help someone in need. We should take this gift, this one puzzle piece, right? This one life that we have, and we should serve one another gracefully. Not forcefully, not belligerently, gracefully. So take a look again at your puzzle piece. You see, it doesn't matter what our piece looks like, it's still important. It doesn't matter what shape our piece is, it's still needed. God has given us gifts to use to serve and to bless others. Spiritual gifts are from God and given to Christ followers by the Holy Spirit to help the church fulfill its mission on this planet. Now, these gifts are listed in Ephesians chapter 4 and 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and Romans chapter 12, and they're kind of organized in several ways. One clump is the establishing gifts. You have the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, and they're used primarily for planting and growing churches. Then you got the supporting gifts, prophecy, service, or helps. You have teaching, you have giving, you have encouragement, you have administration, you have leadership, you have mercy. And those are all used to primarily carry out the church's responsibilities. Again, to bless others. And then you have the ministry gifts, another clump, right? Wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, miracles, helps, prophecy, administration, leadership, they show up again. Distinguishing spirits, speaking in tongues, and interpreting tongues are all tools that the Holy Spirit utilizes for the church's ongoing ministry. So do you see your gift or gifts listed? And maybe you're here and you're like, I don't. That's okay. We're going to circle back to that in a few minutes. But even if we know that we have gifts to help others, we can still come up with some real doozies, right? Some real excuses to not use our puzzle pieces, our gifts. You know, I almost titled my message this morning, Get Your Butt Out of the Way. But that would be inappropriate. But it's true. We can get the but I can't disease of excuses. But I can't serve. But I can't tithe right now. But I can't give of my time. But I'm too young. But I'm too old. But, right? And we really do need to get rid of our butt out of the way when it comes to serving and blessing. See, the puzzle piece that you're holding helps to make the picture complete. And God wants you and me, represented by this puzzle piece, to be used for His glory. Why? Why does God want that? Because God can see the finished product. He can see the finished picture, and we can't. See, God gives us the gifts to use to help complete the picture. So not only do we grow in the process personally, but our church grows, and our church is growing. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 says this, God has given each of you some special abilities. Be sure to use them to help each other, passing on to others God's many kinds of blessings. You see, God knows that when we serve others, not only are they blessed, but we're blessed as well. We're to use our gifts to bless others. Back in 2013, I was on staff at a church, and some people there, we went to Haiti on a missions trip. And it's a very poor nation, the poorest nation in the Western Hemisphere. And in a very poor and remote area, we were tasked to help build a classroom that was attached to a school. So don't think of what our schools look like. Very primitive. And so that was our task. And so we were carrying buckets after buckets of small, medium, and large river rocks up to the work site. We also carried buckets filled with cement for the foundation. And it was hard, grueling, hot, back-breaking work. Did we build a whole school? No. But we helped with this one classroom. Were we particularly gifted in rock and cement? No, right? But we could carry buckets. Does the Bible say that carrying buckets is a spiritual gift? Yes. It's helping others. We did what we could, and it made a difference for those kids living in that area to receive an education in that schoolroom. It was very small. But we did our piece. We did our place. We served. And you can make a difference no matter how big or small, because when we are connected to the puzzle of Peace Chapel, we're making Peace Chapel complete. And when we make the puzzle of Peace Chapel complete, the kingdom of God gets more and more complete because God's kingdom is growing. And the question is, are you connected? Are you connected? All right. Third gear. Maybe you're still not convinced. You're reluctant or you're hesitant to get connected to the puzzle of Peace Chapel in the bigger picture, the kingdom of God. And you might be one of three types of puzzle pieces today. So the first one, am I an orphan puzzle piece? Am I an orphan puzzle piece? OPP. Now, I wouldn't recommend buying a used puzzle at Goodwill or a garage sale, because why? You don't know if it's missing a piece or two or three. How would you know until you put the puzzle together? And then you're frustrated. Then you turn around and you sell it in a garage sale. No, I'm kidding. But you work hard on that puzzle. You spend the time, but you're missing some. And if it's still sealed when you bought it, then it's not missing any pieces, right? And somewhere in the vast expanse of the human, like single socks, there are puzzle pieces that are wanting to find their place back where they belong, right? OPPs are currently, they're not connected to the whole puzzle yet. Maybe that's you. That describes you. You're off in a pile with other puzzle pieces, or maybe you're still in the box, or maybe you have fallen on the floor and you're not connected yet. You're kind of an orphan. You're alone and away from the puzzle, and you're missing from your puzzle, the church, Peace Chapel. And even though you're missing, you have to know and understand that you're still important to the whole picture. I want to encourage you to be a part of the family puzzle of Peace Chapel or some Bible-believing church. Come and connect to where you fit. Get involved in a small group or a Bible study this fall. Maybe it's serving in a ministry for kids, volunteering, or with our youth, or on the worship team, or with our media team. Maybe it's becoming a member of Peace Chapel, becoming, you know, committing to this group of people, shoulder to shoulder, serving the church and serving the world. And if you think you're an OPP, an orphan puzzle piece, I'd like to say that you've found your puzzle here at Peace Chapel. We would love to have you be a part. Connect with us. Connect with God. Or maybe this is you. I am a puzzled puzzle piece. I am a puzzled puzzle piece, PPP, right? With any regular jigsaw puzzle, you grab a piece and you try it out in a few places that could work, right? You kind of see and you kind of move it around. And if it doesn't work, right, you don't throw it away or put it back in the box. No, you set it aside until that piece fits where it belongs. Again, you can also force a piece where it doesn't fit. You know what I'm talking about? You just can't do it when it comes to our spiritual gifts. Maybe that's not your gift. That's okay. Maybe it's over here. Maybe you fit over here better. But maybe you're a puzzled puzzle peace, not knowing where you fit. You're not sure what your gifts are. So you're hesitant to connect. You know you should connect. Yeah, that sounds good. I need to do that. But just, you don't know where. How do I do that? Maybe you have no clue what your gifts are. You're just puzzled. That's okay to be puzzled because you're in the right place. You're in the right place. God desires you to know what gifts He has for you. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 says this, God works in different ways, but it is the same God who does the work in all of us. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. I know every hand would go up if I said that we all need help from time to time. We do. God works in different ways in each of us. He probably won't work in the same way as a person sitting next to you. You know, there's a lot of tools and books and videos that you can watch about learning, understanding your spiritual gifts. One of them is called Your Divine Design. It's a book, and there's videos on YouTube by the author Chip Ingram, Your Divine Design. It's a good inventory and study on spiritual gifts. A good place to start there, Your Divine Design. Google that, and you'll find some particular places. I have here this morning a copy of Spiritual Gifts Survey, and I'll have them down in the lobby there for you. If you're just curious to find out what your gifts are, to just grab this little survey, take it home with you, answer some questions, and then it tells you how to score your survey and then to graph your profile. Very simple, on your own kind of a thing to do. Encourage you to do that. So you don't have to be a puzzle piece, but you can discover what your gifts are. They'll rise to the top. There'll be one primary probably that you're really, and there might be secondary one that you're at. And so you kind of begin to work in your ability, and God's given you. There's an easy way to remember it. Shape, S-H-A-P-E. It's from Rick Warren out in California. Your shape, what is your shape? And you're like, that's kind of personal. But we're talking about spiritual gifts right now. So your S is spiritual gifts. What is it? What's your spiritual gift? Your H is your heart. What does your heart beat for? What does your heart break for? That's include that, right? What's the A? Your abilities. We have 700 to 800 abilities. Like, I don't think I do. Everyone does. You can tie a shoe. You can drive a car. All that, right? Abilities. P is your personality. That's included in the mix, right? Your personality. Some of you are outgoing like me, and some of you are like a little quieter in the background. That's okay. Your personality. And then E is your experiences in life. You've gone through some tough things. You can add that into the mix of what your heart beats for, your shape. I encourage you guys to discover who you are so you won't be puzzled any longer. And the last one is this. Am I a connected puzzle piece? Am I a connected puzzle piece, a CPP? You've opened the box and you started forming the edges of the puzzle because that's the correct way to do a puzzle. Am I right? You find the edges. Then you organize the puzzle pieces by what? Color, right? You put them in piles. And then you slowly and meticulously, you put the puzzle together. It doesn't happen when you just dump the box out and all of a sudden the puzzle forms. It doesn't happen that way, right? There's great satisfaction in completing a puzzle you've been working on for a long time. You puzzlers out there know what I'm talking about, right? So maybe you found your gifts and you're using them for God's kingdom. And you're connected to this puzzle here at Peace Chapel, helping complete the picture here. You know what your gifts are and you know what your gifts are not. And so as you connect, you're continually growing in these areas, understanding what it means to feel the joy of serving others. You see, I'm up here preaching today, but we have people that are gifted and love kids below us. And tonight we have people that love our youth and helping our youth tonight. And we have a worship team, and we have ushers, and we have greeters, and we have kitchen help. There's all kinds of things that we can be involved with. Questions like, what can I do? Where can I serve? How can I use my puzzle piece here? You see, the Apostle Paul was talking to the Jews and the Gentiles being reconciled through Christ. You see, God's kingdom is no longer represented by brick and mortar, a temple, right? This is a building. We do gather here, it's called a church, but you and I are the church. God's holy temple is in you and me. We could be meeting out there in the ball field and it would be church. Because we're the church. Ephesians chapter 2 says this, "We who believe are carefully joined together with Christ as parts of a beautiful, constantly growing temple for God. And you also are joined with Him and with each other by the Spirit and are part of this dwelling place of God." You are being built together into one church along with others. You are united with one another to complete the puzzle. See, there's a lot of opportunities to serve others here at Peace Chapel. Let me just describe. I said a few minutes ago, ushering, and there's greeting, and there's security, and there's the coffee connection. So we have coffee, and there's donuts in there. There's the prayer team. There's the sound and the media team. There's the worship team, the worship arts, the Kids Central babies. There's Kids Central kids, and there's preschoolers, and then there's a youth group. Then there's small groups and intercessory prayer, and the prayer text team. We got the kitchen team. Whew. Right? Not one person in this room can do all of that. They would burn out and quit. And we don't want that. But there's other ways to serve others outside these four walls. There's the meal train. When someone has a surgery, hey, can we start bringing you some meals so you can get back on your feet? Giving rides to doctor's appointments or giving rides to church, or maybe your gift is interceding and you're praying for Peace Chapel and you're praying for its leaders, and you're part of, maybe your gift is giving and praying for our 21 missionaries and missions organizations. Maybe it's giving to help others during Advent Conspiracy. What's Advent Conspiracy? Come this December and find out. You know, it could be a neighbor in need. Literally anything for anyone, using your gifts. If you're interested in learning more about the different ministries here at Peace Chapel, and I want you to take out the Connect card, and at the bottom on the back is some ministries. You can check one that you're interested in, or if it's not there, just in one of the blanks, just put something else that you're interested in. And then add your name, phone number, and email. And then here's what I want you to do. You don't have to hand it to me or Pastor Jackie or anybody else. Just there's a drop box as you're heading out the sanctuary doors at the bottom of the stairs, that wall there. There's a great, just drop it in there. And we'll get in touch and have a conversation. There's no pressure. You're just curious. I don't know what my gift is. Maybe the first step for you is taking that survey. Yeah, that makes kind of sense, right? Yeah, I want to try that. Because you understand that you're a part of this. Orphaned, puzzled, or connected. Every puzzle piece, you and me, plays a significant role to help complete the overall picture. You see, when we're not connected to the puzzle piece of Peace Chapel, we are a missing piece, and Peace Chapel is incomplete. When we aren't connected into the puzzle of God's kingdom, which is bigger than these four walls, it's worldwide, we are a missing piece and God's kingdom is incomplete. It's God who gives out the gifts for us to serve others. Jesus is our example, and He gave His all, literally. And He desires that we not be orphaned puzzle pieces. God wants us to be in His forever family. Will you choose to belong? God doesn't want us to be puzzled about where we fit. If you are a follower of Jesus, you have a gift. It could be up front. It could be behind the scenes. It could be outside these walls, but everybody has a gift. There's a place for you and me. And Jesus wants us to be connected to Him and His church. You see, there are more pieces of the puzzle of people yet to belong to God's kingdom, and more specifically to Peace Chapel. Extra people, family and friends, waiting for us to invite them so they can have a relationship with Jesus. These puzzle pieces, right, that we have represents our family and friends and neighbors and colleagues. I mean, there's a bunch of them in here. People that don't know, aren't connected, they're orphaned. And God's saying, invite them. Share Jesus with them. Share your story of how God's changed your life so that they can come and be connected to God and to a body of believers. It could be a best friend. It could be a spouse. It could be a son or daughter. Which puzzle piece are you today? Are you orphaned? Can I encourage you to get connected by giving your life to Christ? Maybe you're puzzled. Grab a survey on your way out and just discover what your spiritual gift is. That's a good starting point. And then are you connected? Thanks for serving. Thanks for giving. Thanks for praying. Thanks for blessing others. Continue to do it with the right heart to bless others. Let's pray.